Consistency in any endeavor is difficult to achieve. The initial flash of inspiration and enthusiasm eventually runs up against resistance in the form of inertia. We fall back into comfortable patterns of behavior, and these patterns undermine our eagerness to persevere in whatever new path we've chosen. Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhensk recognizes this struggle in the context of spiritual growth, and he gives expression to it through a creative reading of a verse in this week's Torah portion. It's the verse that describes how the waters of the great flood began to recede. It reads as follows. V'hamayim hayu haloch v'chasor ad hachodesh ha'asiri. Ba'asiri be'echad lachodesh niru rashe heharim. The waters continued to ebb until the 10th of the month. On the first day of the 10th of the month, the mountaintops appeared. The Hebrew haloch v'chasor means the waters diminished or ebbed, but Rabbi Elimelech reads the two words hyperliterally, so that haloch means to go or increase, while v'chasor means to diminish or decrease. So according to Rabbi Elimelech's reading, the water both increased and decreased. The water, in the context of this creative interpretation, symbolizes Torah, representing the human quest to achieve a state of dvekut, cleaving to the divine. But this state is elusive, as there are times when it flows and times when it ebbs. The challenge is not to lose heart when this heightened state abruptly diminishes. In fact, one ought to expect this to happen, but to keep striving so as to recapture it. If one stays in the game long enough, they may eventually achieve a peak moment of sacred consciousness, represented by the phrase HaChodesh HaAsiri, which literally means the 10th month, but in Rabbi Elimelech's creative process, it yields a deeper meaning. HaChodesh can be read as Chadash, new. In other words, with consistent work, one can achieve a new or breakthrough state of spiritual consciousness, one that transcends all limitations. And yet, lest one confuse this exalted state of consciousness with perception of divine reality, the verse concludes that all that can be visible is Rashei Heharim, the tops of mountains, or the tip of the iceberg. Divinity is a mystery of which even the most rarefied of human religious experience will only afford a partial glimpse, but never the whole. In other words, genuine religious experiences are hard to come by. They require much toil, and even when occasionally achieved, they can be disappointingly fleeting. In the rare instance where an individual is able to reach a peak religious experience, one should never mistake it for anything but an inherently limited perception of what transcends all perception and experience.